Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One on the play clock. Here's the snap. Back to pass, and it's complete to Coleman. Gets away from the tackler. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, and he somersaults into the end zone for a touchdown. 49 yards. The rookie sticks it in the end zone.
Chris Brown on the call. That's the play of the game for the Bills. 49-yard touchdown for Keon Coleman. Got the Bills back in the game. They ultimately would lose 23-20. Jeremy and Joe, happy Monday. It's Football Monday, Buffalo Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. We are keying in on one play in the final sequence for the Bills. Second down.
Second down is the play that I have the biggest problem with.
First down, they throw to Coleman, interference. At that point, you need a first down. You know, you can no longer run the Texans out of timeouts. Now you need a first down. Did you always need a first down? Maybe not. If you run three times, they use their three timeouts, you punt, they might not get a field goal off. You know, maybe not. You don't know that. But once they passed on first down and they had the penalty, well, okay, that opens things up. We're trying to get a first down. We probably need to get one here. And on the second down play, Allen holds the ball and throws deep to Mac Hollins. Both Kincaid and Coleman run about 5 yards and stop and turn around. Dalton Kincaid's in the middle of the field. He is wide open. It's an easy button throw. Like, where are the easy button throws? Here's an easy button throw. Throw it 7 yards. Tackled. Maybe he gets the first down, spinning away from a guy. Maybe he gets tackled and it's third and three, and they use a timeout. But to me, is this the play where afterwards McDermott says we should be going for the first down?
Yeah. I'm going to tweet this play out right now, and I'm including McDermott right after.
Okay. Send this out because this is at the heart of it. Allen did not play a good game. But Allen, I don't think there's any doubt. He can talk a good game and be robotic about how, I have full faith in my guys. You know, I got to make better decisions. He's going for the win on this throw.
Well, this is one where he can put his money where his mouth is. That's one where I could believe this play. I could believe
he's not covering his guys. Right, he trusts his guys.
Yeah. I'm saying he's not covering for his guys when he says I can make better decisions, because this is a play where he could have made a better decision,
a much better decision. Right.
Yeah.
He's going for the win from the three.
Right. Otherwise, I think he's covering for his guys not getting open. But not on this play.
You'll tweet that out. We'll all get a look at that. 803-0550. We'll catch up on some phone calls. Johnny in Buffalo. Hey, Johnny. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Before I get into it, 24-hour rule. I'm going to be pissed off for 24 hours. But at the end of the day, we're probably definitely going to win the division because our division's pretty trash.
Yep.
But to get into it, Mac Hollins, he can't track a ball to save his life. I mean, Josh, you know, somebody might think he overthrew that ball in the first half, but my God, that was just such bad tracking of the ball by Mac Hollins. I don't know how, like, I don't care how good of a blocker he is. I want my wide receivers to be able to catch and track balls. MVS, the only thing he can do is run straight. Other than that, he's useless. And those are just the receivers, right? If you don't think we need another receiver on this team, you're nuts. Especially just, like, I called in last week, it's the depth piece. If you're missing Shakir, you're missing Kincaid, you're missing, you know, 50% of your offense. And so then you go to the next point, which is Sean McDermott, clock management, game management, everything. I get what the caller was talking about with the 10-second runoff. After the intentional grounding penalty, he could have taken a 10-second runoff, which essentially ends the game. There's 30 seconds left when they punt the ball away if he takes a 10-second runoff. So we would get the, because, you know, he would have gotten sacked or whatever. So
well,
you can
I defend not taking the runoff for one in one way?
Can I just finish this real quick?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're good.
The only other piece about McDermott and clock management is look at Josh Allen when he's coming back onto the field. Mitch Trubisky's out there. call timeout. Don't even let Mitch Trubisky run a play. Like, they know what you're doing when Mitch Trubisky's on the field. They know, okay, this is going to be a handoff
to
James Cook.
If it's first down, Johnny, it's going to be a handoff to James Cook anyway, no matter who the quarterback is.
But you still have Josh Allen on the field who, you know, he's out there. And also, what about Chandler, you know, if you're going to call timeout after that James Cook catch, non-catch, where his elbow might have come down in bounds, just throw the challenge flag. You can't take it with you. I mean, there's just these game situations that every year cost us one or two games.
Well,
and those one or two games come back and they bite us when we come back to the standings at the end of the year and we're not that one seed. We're the two seed or the three seed. And then we don't get that bye week. We don't get guys healthy. It's just, I can't see this team winning a championship with Sean McDermott as our head coach and having this whole, we're going to run the ball, we're going to make sure we got defensive weapons, and I know Joe Brady factors into that too, but it's just so frustrating to see a guy like Josh Allen, who is a top two quarterback in the league, not be, you know, it just seems like we're wasting him year after year after year, and it's like, there's options out there. You can go get, and I know people can say, oh, we can't afford these guys, we can't afford this. Listen, it's the NFL. Everything can make it work. Go get a guy to help him and go win a Super Bowl.
Thanks, Johnny. To the point about the 10-second runoff, I'd also like the Bills to still have some timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
In a perfect world, you still have timeouts. And why don't you take the runoff? Because you're hoping they punt it through the end zone. Now I've got a touchback, and if I also have a timeout or two, now I've got Josh Allen. Let's rip a couple balls down the field and try and steal this game. At your own three, no timeouts. Like, let's be real. If Allen completes that pass to Mac Hollins on the second down play over the top, mm-hmm. and he gets tackled at like the 50, can they run there fast enough to clock it?
I think at best they're clocking that with like 10 seconds.
Okay, then yes.
Maybe 8 or 9.
Okay, then they definitely have time for that. I wasn't
the ball
sure.
hits the turf for 21 seconds.
Okay, so...
So can all 10 of the other players...
Offensive linemen run
50 yards and clock it in 10 seconds? Maybe not, actually. Maybe there'd be 5 seconds.
It'd be a pretty big ask.
Yeah. So it's possible. That's maybe why the coach kind of looks agitated after the throw. Of why... Again, I don't know exactly what he's mouthing. I know he mouths first down.
Well, this
something
is,
like, we should this, be going for the first. Why aren't we going for the first? Something like that.
I'm going to use my favorite phrase, the battle for the soul of Josh Allen.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to take Superman and make him like this yak game manager. He wants to rip the ball down the field. He and Diggs had tons of success with that. He and Gabe Davis was not an efficient receiver, but he would rip the ball to Gabe, and that would work. He'd rip the ball down the field to Emmanuel Sanders and John Brown. You had a guy that threw vertically to receivers all the time, and he was very, very good at it. And the Bills got it in their head they needed to be some 12-personnel team with two tight ends on the field. One of them does not catch the ball. The other one is out there as a, finger quotes, matchup nightmare that doesn't often look like a matchup nightmare. Sometimes he's open. Sometimes they go get on the ball. And I got, Josh, what's he doing? He's throwing bombs to Mac Hollins.
Can I make a better Super Bowl or a Super Bowl superhero comparison? Actually,
sure.
Josh Allen, they're trying to get him in that moment to be Bruce Banner, and they just can't help that here comes the Incredible Hulk.
Right,
he just starts turning green, and there's nothing you can do about it. Like, Hulk.
Right, and you
Hulk
might as
time.
Well operate it knowing. Listen, if we have a guy run, he used to throw. We know this. He threw to Gabe Davis on a clear out route once. Against what? Miami,
Ooh, what
maybe?
Was,
or
what was that game?
There was a game late. He throws to Gabe.
That's the Miami playoff game, isn't it?
You think that might be? Yeah.
Yes.
It's got to almost be a rule. Like, hey, listen, nobody run past 10 yards because he's going to throw it there. Whatever. He's going to wing this ball down the field. He had... You have that play yet? Ready to roll?
It's out there.
All right.
It's
Joe's tweeted. Just watch this play. This is, for better or for worse, this is your quarterback.
Right.
Even in that moment. All right. We got to get a first down. Screw it. Mac Hollins down there somewhere.
He really never looks any. It's the pump fake to Hollins, and then it's the deep shot. He never even looks anywhere.
Yes. All right. Break time, 803-0550. More of your calls. We're, We're commiserating. It's all happening.
Hey, let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. You can enter now. WGR550.com. Chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Contest ends on January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence. Powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.